WONY Oneonta, New York.
I'm Eunji, a single mom. I work two jobs, so time's tight. When it comes to feeding my family, I focus on small changes I can control, like chopping veggies in advance and adding them to my kids' lunches. It helps free up my morning so I can get in a walk before work. Time's tight, but I plan right. Visit snapedny.org to learn more.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday, September 12th, the Office of Sustainability is inviting students to shop at their campus thrift store. It's located next to the Starbucks in the Hunt Union. Purchases are by donations. Make sure to bring cash. On Friday, September 13th, join the Office of Equity in the Quad for their Hispanic/Latinx Heritage Month kickoff. That event includes the Parade of Nations, Alex Torres and his Latin Orchestra, and the Fiesta Celebration. On Saturday, September 14th, the City of Hills Festival is back. From 12 to 5, they'll be taking over downtown Oneonta with arts, music, food, and good times. Also on Saturday, Club Odyssey is hosting club nights at the Mother Plaza. Activities such as karaoke, movie showings, group games, etc. will all take place from 7 to 10 p.m. On Sunday, September 15th, it'll be a sunny day, so make sure to stay outside and enjoy the sun. And tune in to WONY 90.9. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WNY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Welcome to the podcast.
The person you have dialed is not able to receive calls at this.
There is a bookshop.
The Eagle has landed.
Hey, everyone. This is Mars. What? Oh, my God. Oh my God. Sorry, I have a lot of energy right now. But, hey everyone, this is Living on Mars. My name is Mars, Marvin Lozama, and you're tuned into an hour on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. And yeah, I'm having technical difficulties as we speak, so I'm like a little bit slow. But, yeah, the news that just played is so old. I've been trying to actually I have been trying, let me get that straight. Been trying to record news this semester, but like the computers that are in WONY, like they're a bit, well, they just got like updated to newer computers, but like there are no softwares that I use to record stuff like weren't on it. So I just came in an hour ago and recorded news, and it should have played automatically, but it's fine, whatever, I'm not sure. But yeah, too much. My brain is like all over the place right now. Okay. Yeah, that's not working. That's literally not working. Right. Well, so today's hour, I'm going to yap about how life has been for me. And also play some music, play a song or here or two. So if you're new and you're listening to this, establishing what this is, WONY, the radio station here at 90.9 FM Oneonta, New York. And yeah, it's a student-run radio station here at SUNY Oneonta. And so we have the privilege to host our own shows, do what we want. And so we, as in students or like people in the community. And so I thought, you know, hey, if I want to do radio, like, what else can I talk about? Like, what can I make my show about? And what do I know so much about that other people might not know? That is me, myself. So the show is based around me, myself. So, yeah, that's what we do. That's what I do. I come on here and I just yap about, like, how life has been for me, hence living on Mars, life in Mars, tap into what life on Mars is like. I feel like I'm a little bit of a personality in school, but in like my true form, like outside of school, or like not even outside of school, but just like generally, you if you're catching me like on my day off, I want to be rotting in bed alone. Not alone. Well, let's just say like I just would want to be chilling. Like I feel like I'm a very like calm person. And on my free time, I just want to rot. Like, hello? Like, I don't want to do too much. I don't want to do anything, if matter of fact. I hate getting older. Love and hate, let's say. I just love to complain. Let's start off with that. But I hate, like, the responsibilities that come with it and, like, getting older. It's just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So much stuff to do. But the beauty in it, the beauty of getting older, though, is that, what do people say? I don't know. I like to think that I'm also like multitasking right now, which is so hard to do, like trying to talk and also like look at the stuff that I'm trying to like play. This is difficult. Forgot how hard this is to navigate. But yeah, like getting older, the beauty of it is like you're making your own experiences and you're kind of like figuring yourself out, and it's cute and fun, and like it can be awesome with friends and life and da-da-da. But like, damn, that is draining. It's draining. It'd be hard. Yeah, that's something about something. I want to play this little thing really quickly. If I can find it. I can't find it. Well, anyway. So if you're listening and you want to call in or like want to talk to me while music is playing, you can call in to the station. There's a station number, and that's 607-436-2711. 607-436-2711. And so I most likely will be playing some music like at 12:30-ish. If you have a song recommendation, or if you also want to rant, you can come on. The broadcast. But yeah, okay. I found something that I low-key didn't want to play.
Oh my God!
Okay, stop.
Stop.
Actually, how do I? There you go. Okay.
too much.
Yeah, no, let's yap about how life has been going. I'm a very like, I posted on my Instagram that I was having a show, which is like the first time I posted for this semester about this show. And so people who don't know me from Onianta or who might be listening back home, hey, this is scary. This is insane. I hope everyone is doing good back home in New York City. I miss New York City, which is where I'm from. But it's weird to think that like there's some type of like audience like in Wonee, and it's like in my head it's kind of separated into two groups. One is like folks in here who are listening, maybe like new or incoming like students who like, you know, are interested in Wonee and the radio station and wanting to learn what it's like to have a show. But then the other group is just like literally people back home, and it's like, y'all don't know me like this. Y'all are not supposed to be looking into this. Like, look away. Like, no, this isn't for you. This is not for you. But in all truth, I do feel a little nervous talking about just like how life has been lately, because to my core I like don't like talking about myself, because like
trust issues.
Like, I feel like I've used to be so much more of like a vulnerable and open person, like, I don't know, in high school or like around that era. And bruh, people be nasty, people be mean as hell. Like, people can be ruthless. And so I've learned like to kind of play my cards against, what's that phrase, play your cards close to your chest or something like that. I don't know, maybe that's just the nature of like how I've grown up and been, you know, lived in the environment that I've been in. But yeah, life is just crazy. Life is so crazy. We can't go out, bro. I'm trying to find this one audio for like the life of me right now, and I can't find it. Also, this feels a little bit too casual. Like, I'm just, like, on this mic and just yapping truly, like, about nonsense. But that's the gist of this hour. So, it's just yapping and just ranting about what life is like. But I was saying about, like, the groups of people on Instagram, because I just posted on my story that I was doing this show. And so, like, having people tune in and just listen who are, like, from back home, I'm like, damn, y'all don't gotta be doing that. Y'all don't gotta be listening. But, yeah, that's that. I was just outside in the hallway getting, like, water and filling up my bottle, and I ran into, like, one of my classmates that I have in a class at 1, like, in an hour from now. And that was so awkward. Oh, that was so awkward. Like, I just, like, this school is just way too small, number one. But, like, I was filling up my water bottle, turned around, made eye contact, and then turned back around and didn't realize until afterwards that, oh, that's the classmate. That's the person who sits next to me. And so then, like, I kind of ignored it, walked away, and then I turned the corner and, oh, I almost said a bad word. And the guy was literally, like, turning that same corner. So, like, I, like, inevitably had to be like, oh, hey, what's up? See you later in an hour. And then that small talk just resulted in me, like, failing to open up the door that I had to enter. And it was just not good. I was like, you know when, like, people are walking separately, but they keep on talking. And it's like, oh, right. See, like, bro, we got to stop. Stop that. Enough. I'm going to play a sound effect. Yeah, sometimes it'd be too much, like, oh my god. Oh, sorry, that's way too loud. But yeah, I have calculus 2, in at 1 p.m. today, which is, it's such a, like, oh my god, I love complaining about this class, but it's literally because it's the reason to my sadness and depression. Calculus 2, math. Mathematics, like, y'all, like, oh my god, it pisses me off, because, like, I've taken Calc 1, passed by, like, I don't even know, like, a grain or something, and you would think it's over. Integrals, sine, cos, tan, tangent, cotangent. Yeah, I'm traumatizing people who are listening and have not been in any math class lately. I hope these words are, like, hitting you hard, because, like, I am never escaping this, bro. Like, this is a constant thing. I'm constantly witnessing this, and it's a headache, for sure. I think I haven't had a break for math, or, you know, with math since, I don't, for the past 2 years. Jesus, I've only been taking math every I've been taking at least one math class every semester for the past 2 years, which is why if you have listened to my shows in the past, you might understand so why I might complain so much about it. But it's because I haven't escaped math, and I don't not like math. Like, I am an English over mathematics type of person. I like problem solving, but when it comes to numbers, I can be a little bit slow, to be honest. So I don't really like it. Also, I'm not the best at it too, and that's what kind of gets me, because I can understand certain, like, theorems or certain, like, topics and materials in class, but when it comes to doing the exams, I'll study. Trust and believe, I'll be rewriting my notes, like, for 2 hours, like, the day before. But I just, like, get so much test anxiety, and I didn't know that was an actual thing until I spoke to some people, like, some specialists and whatnot. But, like, getting into that soon, I just, to my nature, I've realized that that's been a pattern of, like, I have difficulties, like, comprehending maybe not just strictly numbers, but, like, maths in general. I'm just not the strongest in that. And give me a paper, give me a presentation, I will knock that out. But, yeah, math is a little bit hard. And that's how you know I'm queer. Like, what can you say? What can I say? What can I say? Yeah, saying test anxiety is so something that I had to learn about, because, listen, I'm Hispanic, and my family does not believe in that mental health stuff. Like, that mental health stuff. But, like, they generally don't think that it's actually part of, like, your health, like, as a human being. And that it's, like, oftentimes, like, Chandra is just, like, a placebo. I don't know. Not placebo, but, like, it's not thought as a real thing. Like, it's thought of almost like a... There's many things I can say, but, like, it's just not real to them. And so, like, when I was getting older, like, having to go to school alone and all that stuff, like, I had to come to terms with my own anxiety. But the truth is... there's like a what is it, like the health center here in Oneonta, and like I spoke to a counselor, and they were like, you know, you can qualify for like some type of like learning adjustment for your classes where you have these tests and you get anxious. And it's like, oh, I did not know there was like resources and opportunities for that, because I didn't think that like people really like had that sense of like dread when like doing maths or like having to like do an exam or whatnot. And so I think I just take math very like serious, because I failed math in the past so many times, and so I have like this anxiety around it and kind of like a performative thing when it comes to exams. Like I just feel like I have to do my best and perform the best in it so that I can excel, which is like the basically how a class works. But with math it can become so redundant, and it can be so complicated for no reason. And also testing a student and that being the determining factor to whether they move on to the next class or higher math, I don't know if like is the only way we should be like grading students. There's a new what's it called? There's a new grading criteria that the same professor that I'm having is implementing for the first time this semester. And it was some type of competency scaling or like rubric that he's going to follow. So basically he won't be grading assignments that are logically correct. But if you understand and comprehend the proof and just like the concept of the math topic, then that can get you points to inevitably pass the class. And so you betcha I might not understand all the topics like truly and be able to solve integrals or simplify whatever it may be like off the top of my head, but I have that like comprehension and knowledge of how to do it. Just being tested is where I flop. And so I hope that I can pull it off and, like, graduate, because I can't wait to move back home. I can't wait to just, like, exist and just be with friends and family. And, oh, I'm very optimistic. I just be happy, bro. I just be damn happy. But, yeah, if you're listening for the first time, my name is Mars Lizama Mars, and this is Living on Mars, a show by myself, where I just rant, talk. Oh, God, I burped. About what's happening in my life, or just play music. And usually, or last semester, what I was doing towards the end, before we all went home for winter break, I lost my train of thought, because I also was looking at something on my right side. I was doing like these live music performances, and I so want to do that again. Because I'm very, hello, like, Oneonta got people that truly are talented. And so I want to just highlight that, let it be a spotlight, and just let other people share their voices. And also, me, hello. I am not a music industry major, but I do like playing music. And so having my show is kind of an escape to that, but also allowing other people to like collab with me. Collab is a crazy word. Are we YouTubers? Like, what? Okay, YouTube collab. But just allowing other people to just like come here and then also like do a little performance. And so I was calling it Wony Desk, which is like paying homage to Tiny Desk, NPR Tiny Desk. And I kind of want to do another one this semester. So I'm trying to plan one solo where I just do acoustic music. And I just like play a few songs myself. And then I want to have another day or another Thursday where like I invite another friend or friends. And then we all play things together for the hour. And so if that's something that like we can pull off, hopefully, Stay tuned on Thursdays at 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern on 90.9 FM on the radio. Or if you have your phone and you're listening to the stream, you can bookmark the tab and then listen to us. Listen to us. Oh, who's us? Just listen to me, yap, every Thursday at 12 o'clock. I really don't know how many people be listening to this live and who's listening on the stream versus who's listening, like, in their car or whatnot. And so if you're listening on the car, you're driving somewhere right now and you tuned into this hour or you tuned into this frequency, I hope you're having a good day. The weather has been complete, but it's been sunny this morning, or I hope it is still sunny. I haven't gone outside and seen. But yeah, if you're driving right now and you're like chilling, I don't know. Yeah, driving. I hope it's chill, and I hope it's been a good day. And if you're listening on the stream and you're like off to class or you're like doing some stuff, getting lunch, getting food, I hope your day is good too. I hope everyone's day is good, honestly. Let's keep that optimism. Let's keep that energy. Let's keep that energy. Okay, can you play? Why is it not playing? That was so awkward. Oh my god. Okay, stop. Okay, so like, how do I stop it though? Is it gonna stop? Hey, okay, it stopped. Who passed by? Oh, sorry, I saw like a shadow and it was passing. Someone's in here, I guess. Nah, this was the one I wanted to play.
I played these games before!
Oh, no, you didn't even hear that.
I played these games before!
Oh my god. I need to plan a proper, like, list of notes for my show so that I can like go off of something and not just resort to like playing random sounds off my laptop. Yeah, I hope everyone's having a good day. I'm trying to also like find these other things that I couldn't find earlier. So I was saying in the beginning of this hour that like I was having technical issues. I'm having issues logging in to play some songs that I want to play at the moment, but we shall do that soon. I recorded the news that should be implemented starting at 1, I think. I hope so. But if you didn't know, now you're gonna know because I'm about to tell you. But I'm the, what is it, production director. I forgot the name completely. I'm the production director in the station here at WONI. And so that entails making the news and writing the news weekly and streaming it at the top of every hour. And then also making legal IDs, PSAs, and anything relating to audio, on-air audio clips. And so if you're interested in any of that and you're in Onyansa and you would like to learn more about creating audio snippets for the radio station, feel free to reach out. Or if you also have like, what's it called? A club that you're part of and you guys want to share and spread the word, you can most likely do that. You know, reach out to me and be like, hey, can you implement this on the news? And then I'll implement it, because why not? We're here for each other. But I want to read out the news. I bring this all up so that I can read out the news that I curated for this week. And so just for people that might be listening in the on campus and might wonder like, oh, what's up, what are we doing? And so on Friday, January 31st, Alumni Association Music Industry Club and the Onyansa Photography Society is hosting an alumni panel discussion. You can learn more about Danny DeRusso's music photography journey at 1:30 p.m. at Fitzell, room 321. And again, that's Friday, January 31st, tomorrow. On Saturday, February 1st, you can join the sustainability community from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Farmers Market. Also happening this Saturday, there will be a silent film streaming in the Red Dragon Theater, and that film is called The Crowd, and it starts at 8 p.m. On Sunday, February 2nd, there's another screening at Foothills called The Shark is Broken. Learn more about tickets online at Bigger Dreams Production. And so that's kind of what's happening this weekend. What was I going to say about Bigger Dreams Production? So that last snippet that I found for Sunday is happening off campus, and I learned about it in a class. So I'm taking a poetry class, and editing to like a intro to editing and publishing class, and in that intro to editing publishing class, the professor is so what's it called? Last time I said she was awkward, and she still is, but she's really organized. Like, she starts the class off with an agenda, and she kind of breaks down what we're gonna do in time frames in the class hour. And so literally in the beginning of every class, she goes through Campus Connections, which is where I get the news, and also references other like newsletters like in town. And so I emailed her, and I was like, wait, this is actually really nice, because I could use it for, you know, this, like broadcasting and finding right news that like other people might want to learn about, like outside of campus or off campus. And so I asked her, I was like, hey, what's that newsletter that you use in class, because I genuinely like think I could use it for news stuff. And so like that's where I got that news snippet from, the screening at Foothills. But I didn't know, you know, I guess this is just me being very naive, because I'm a student in like a town upstate. But, you know, there's a lot of things that happen off campus, and it kind of slips through. Like, I found like there were so many things happening in town on this newsletter where I got this new snippet. And there's like so many things that have happened in the past that I wish I like shouted out for more people to see, because it's like fun things that happen and whatnot. And so Bigger Dream Productions is a like a full, I think it's like a, I could be capping, like literally I don't know, but I read about it, and I'm not capping, or it's not that I don't know, it's just like I shouldn't be like an actual solid like reliable source on like what this is. But it's fully like a team, I guess, like of people who make movies, and they screen it at Foothills, which is kind of what a production team is, which is quite obvious. But like having one in Oneonta, and there was like many names on the poster. I saw the poster. It looked like what is it called? It looked like a definitely like what's the word I'm trying to find and look for? Not a DIY. But it was like kind of like a chill movie. It didn't look like a newer, later, like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. But Bigger Dreams Production is a thing in Oneonta, and learning about that was actually just cool. I just want to say that, honestly. And this is how I feel. Oh! Damn, that was loud as hell. Sorry. Oh. Sorry. Well, that's how I feel though. I made a new poster for this semester, and I'm really excited. Oh my gosh, it's my last semester. I talk about this way too much, bro. I need other things going on in my life right now, because what the hell? But graduating this semester, and so I'm gonna be moving back in the city, and I'm so happy. So happy. I really just want to like finish that and just jump to that right now. Like, just like be back. Be back challenge. Like, let's so be back. Pero I think I'm gonna play a song now, and I'm also gonna extend the relay the message of our phone. Like our Wony phone or office phone, or not office phone. What? If you're interested in wanting to suggest a song, or if you have a rant to talk about, or something that you want to rant about today, call the station, which is just regularly calling a number. Dial this number. It's 607-436-2711. If you want to rant or ask a little question, you can definitely do so. I'll say the number again once I literally find it again, because it slipped off the thing that I'm trying to find. Sorry. I'll just read it. 607-436-2711. And so if you have a song suggestion, or if you want to talk offline, let me know. Okay, but this song is by Biba Doobie. Biba Doobie. Biba Doobie. We're listening to Biba Doobie. Care by Biba Doobie. I love Biba Doobie. If you know me, if you've been in my room, period, I have like two Biba Doobie posters. One of them was a gift, but the other one I bought myself. And they're the same exact poster. Like, my friend Kayla, shout out Kayla Campbell. Kayla Campbell! Sorry. I purchased like, what's it called? Yeah, I purchased a Biba Doobie poster and she got me the exact same one. And so I have two of the same posters in my room from Biba Doobie. And so, yeah, this song is called Care. It's one of her older songs, but I think
it's pretty cool.
That this next song is by Faye Webster called Thinking About You. Did You're listening to Living on Mars. My name is Mars Lazama, and thanks for tuning in for this to this hour, this Woni hour. I hope everyone's having a great day. Literally love. Oops, sorry, let's drop something. We're gonna play this one song. It's called Fruit. I actually don't know it, so we're gonna hear how it sounds live. But we're gonna also end our show early, or not even early. This is around the time where I should be ending. So thanks for having. It's been a good hour. So hope everyone has a great day. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your week. It's gonna be Friday tomorrow, and best of luck for everything. This is Fruit by Eric Can. Cannot.
By the skin of my teeth, quick on my feet. When the chaos is over, there's a clearing in the clouds. I taste the fruit of my labor. Fruit's gone sour, so I spit it out.
Sapless like a lack. The medium itself won't keep the space intact. Messages are shattered in a caustic mix. I fucked you on a vanity begging to fix. No agenda brings me into this life. Meaning system, meaning I'm for calculated strife. Lawless like so yet it is the sick to reach and bend. Unto the lack of luck will cease to burn me to the god. A straight dog, living through the fog, left out of the ark, dancing in the dark, caught up by the tree, branches like a leash, in the winter light, I'm the blue cat.
When you're hungry, it's the only thing to eat. Feeling wise from the lines on your forehead. Picking meat off the bone, you're so rock and roll. Scorpio. Suck it to me. Your hand around my throat. If it kills me, what a way to go. My Scorpio.
One song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
I'm Jennifer, a retired veteran. Money's tight, but I shop right by planning my meals ahead of time. When making a shopping list, I check for ingredients I already have, along with their expiration dates. I save money by buying only what I need and sticking to my list. Learn how you can shop right when money's tight. Visit snapedny.org. Save time, save money, eat healthy.
SnapEd is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP.